Hello and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design program. I'm Nolan Giles. China's design community gathered at the beginning of June for the 8th edition of Design Shanghai. Our Asia editor, James Chambers, caught up with the founder and director of the event, Zhuo Tan, to chat about the return of colour and positivity to the trade booths and why some brands are reporting their best year ever.
When we first launched the show, we're kind of debating between the team what kind of show we want to run, because fundamentally it is a furniture-based design event. This is our industry. But also by 2013, by that time, trade shows and also design events is not that well established. So we found ourselves, when we're looking for competitors or marketing research, we want to see if there's any equivalent already in China. But we couldn't find any shows like the mix of Design Miami, Decorative, and 100% design. So when we launched the first edition of Design Shanghai, we want to talk about all these three areas of design. So compare with Saloni or Maison Objet or 100% design in London, we are quite interesting mix because we try to cover all the areas. So the show itself has its own flavor. Possibly this is also quite interesting for the Chinese market, because to them, everything is new. Whatever we do is new to them. So whatever we bring to Design Shanghai has its own Chinese identity as well. So compared with all the other big trade shows, we are much more design feel. It's quite small, funky. We actually encourage multidiscipline design field people to join us. So we work with art industry, graphic industry, fashion industry. Technology is very interesting to us as well. It's a mix of everything. It feels like it is a furniture design show, but at the same time, you can see new materials, trends from all other design disciplines. Because what I found for the Chinese design community, they are also very open as well. I guess because the design industry in China is only 10 years old. So people still kind of try to find their own roots. What is Chinese design? What the Chinese industry looking for in design? So it's quite a beautiful stage. Everyone is trying to experience something totally different because it doesn't exist before. Everything you do, you have some sort of good feedback from the industry, because everyone is very open-minded. They embrace a lot of things.
When you look back at this year's show, what was the big trend or theme or talking point for 2021?
This year, we managed to actually getting back to the normal life for almost 1 year now. So business going very well in our industry particularly, because when you lock down at home, when you look at your house, you feel like, oh gosh, I need to change everything. So the business in our industry in China is booming, actually. Some of the brands told me they have actually record break sales, the best year ever they have this year. So this year's Design Shanghai feel very buzzy, lot of color, lot of nature. Like, people use lots of green plant in their stands. And then as a reflection, we also, as the organizer, we also introduce garden, more seating area, more plants. So, and also I found from the product itself, in the previous years, when people looking at product, they will ask about the functionality. Is it worth the money? Is it the price? Is it good? What material you use? But this year, I found a lot of design studio and designing them, they're launching more spiritual installation, like really interesting product who doesn't really have functional, but very funny, interesting, like really get you thinking. We see quite a lot of that in this year's Design Shanghai.
What were some of the new brands that you introduced to the fair for the first time this year?
Launching brand new brands in a pandemic is a very brave thing. We do have a couple. The highlight of the show this year is a new brand called Departo, founded by Yabu Pushberg. They launched a series of object product in Design Shanghai, and then they also launched furniture. The name of Departo means departure. You actually can carry the piece of furniture wherever you go. So it's a quite interesting brand. I think Design Shanghai is their global launch. And the feedback from the show is very, very positive. There's a new word in China called glamping, glamour camping. I found this quite bizarre at the beginning because I used to be a big lover of camping. When I was a student, you just go to like the normal European camping sort of site and then you just put your tent and then live in a quiet nature. But in China, they treat camping as a very glamour thing. People were wearing very fancy dress, high heel even. So from last year, camping-related product is very, very popular. Even the tent itself is totally go mad. I don't know why. Maybe people just go camping more. Also, maybe bring outdoor lifestyle into urban area as well. So the brand Departo launching in China in the right moment, because the furniture you can take wherever you go. And it's perfectly fitting to the glamping culture of China right now. Maybe this was not planned, but I think they nailed it. It was so perfect for the current market. Very, very, very big well done to Yabu Pushberg. That's a very successful story. And then also there's another brand launched this year. It's actually a Chinese brand called Jianze, which represented trends in our industry as well. You know, China has some really, really good furniture manufacturers. We all know they work for some of the top international brands, and mainly in the past they OEM for them. But with the pandemic, the export market is really going bad, and they have to return back to China and then try to survive. It's a big shift as well from manufacturer towards to brand, and they're all desperate to want to build their own brand in the domestic market, which could be the biggest market in the world in the future. So they work with Chinese designers or international designers to try to launch new brands using their capacity. So Jianze, they launched a brand in Design Shanghai this year. They're working with one of the best well-known Chinese designer, Mr. Chen Ming. And he actually helped the brand to design the whole brand identity, a totally new product line. He also designed a booth for them, even marketing material. And he also invited top international design studios to help him, the brand as well. So they launched three series of new product, and it received very, very positive feedback from the industry in China. With the best manufacturer facility in China, and then if they can work with the best designer in the world, the next super brand will come to China within very short time. I think this is also the effect because of COVID-19.
One Shanghai furniture brand was trying to explain to me the difference between a Chinese consumer and perhaps a Western consumer when it comes to furniture. And he was telling me that whereas like a Western purchaser might acquire one piece they like from one brand and then assemble their own living room essentially, Chinese consumers, if they like the look of a showroom, they'll want to buy the whole thing. Are there any ways that, you know, Chinese consumers are unique or take a different approach to buying than their Western counterparts?
The majority of the Chinese consumer, their education about design is from IKEA. And then when you go to showroom, you saw it's been nicely arranged, and then you want this kind of lifestyle, and then you don't have the confidence to do it yourself, then you just buy the whole lot and trouble-free. And if you don't like it, you change everything. But I think it's changing. I can see because the young generation, they don't care. They have their own taste. They really, really know exactly what they want. Everything in China changed very fast. Like after 5 years, it's totally changed. If you look at what's the trends in China in the young generation, I think that it's a mix of very traditional Chinese culture with the most modern art element. In China, we have words, chao wan in Chinese. Wan means play. Chao means edgy and cool and fun. So there's a lot of art pieces is reflecting to chao wan style in China. And then the Chinese consumer is like in their 20s. They have lots of money, maybe from the parents. And it's one child, you know, every money goes to the child. They buy really expensive things. One of my favorite Italian designer, Aldo Cipich, he actually launched his own brand in Design Shanghai this year. Tables and chairs and a cabinet with his own brand. And he told me in the day two of Design Shanghai, he said, it's crazy. The couple from Nanjing, they're only in their 30s. They come to buy everything on my stand. And his product is not cheap. It's Aldo Cipich. It's for collectors. But this couple come from Nanjing. They buy everything.
My thanks to Zhu Tan there, Director of Design Shanghai. She was speaking to our Asia editor, James Chambers. And that's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, listen to our full-length program airing on Tuesdays, 8 p.m. London time. Today's episode was produced by Maylie Evans. I'm Nolan Giles. Thank you for listening and goodbye.